故事
We wish you an Irie, Irie, Irie Christmas. Old Year and New Year's are just the same. Christmas on a broke pocket day. We wish you an Irie Christmas. We wish you an Irie Christmas. We wish you an Irie Christmas. And a dance a New Year. Great tidings, Natty Jane.
Lanto on your radio for Culture Shock's weekly podcast called Shockwave, bringing you the best in new music, specifically reggae, and the Caribbean is our landfold of music. Each week we search out the best stuff to see what's out there that we find is the good to great stuff in Caribbean and reggae music. This week, incidentally, we're going to feature holiday and Christmas music, which isn't something of my favorite, but it also will be an education on the different forms of Caribbean indigenous music. It's a great week, and of course, we're going to play it for you for the holidays, so you know what's out there from the Caribbean to get in that holiday spirit, because in the Caribbean, it's one of the best places to be during the holiday season. It's very festive. People are just having a good time. Everybody's in a good mood. They're not worried about anything. Lots of rum and lots of other stuff going and flowing. So if you can make it down to the Caribbean, please do. And hopefully this will get you in the mood. And this week's edition of Shockwave, our podcast, it comes down to three albums and about five different styles of Caribbean music. The albums are from Mento Baru, and their album is called East Bakersfield Christmas, a ska band out of Bakersfield, California, been in it for 15 years. There's also Christmas in the Islands from Shaggy and Friends, and definitely the best choice of the three we feature. Great, great music. I'm not a big fan of holiday or Christmas music, and there are some really good originals. And even, there's always those covers. Everybody's got their version of a Christmas song, I'm sure. But you know how it goes. Anyway, and the first album we are going to feature is Naya Bingi Christmas from the legendary saxophonist out of Jamaica, Mr. Dean Frazier. This man is a legend, and if you talk about reggae music, his name has to come up somewhere. This man has recorded on thousands, and I mean thousands, of records out of Jamaica and the Caribbean, predominantly reggae. He is such a staple in the business, and I'm very surprised that nobody has done this concept before, Naya Bingi Christmas. Now, the Bingi man doesn't normally, traditionally celebrate Christmas. And as Jacob Miller said, we want to wish you an Irie Christmas, coming from probably the best Christmas album ever made in the reggae industry. We'll talk more on that a little later. It's more about Naya Bingi Christmas, Dean Frazier. And I'll tell you this. Naya Bingi is derived from Africa, from the drum, but it's also part of the Rastaman's sacrament. That is when the Rasta man goes into the heavy meditations and praying a lot and beating the drum and singing hymns and just holding the vibes with his brethren and sistren. Now, with the Christmas songs, on this album, they have a Naya Bingi feel. These are traditional Rastafarian rhythms, heavy on percussions. And the songs on this album that really feature the Naya Bingi sound, because it's not a full Naya Bingi sound. The songs on this album are When a Child is Born, Christmas Will Come, Long Time Ago, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, and the one we're going to feature is called Santa Catch Up in a Mango Tree, because this isn't a typical, and this one is more typical of Jamaica and the Caribbean. This isn't one everybody has heard like the rest of them. Great musicians and percussionists on this album, a great production. And I really like how he's incorporated that Naya Bingi sound into this album and made the album that as a feature. A great concept. And that's why I'm saying I'm so surprised it hasn't been done before. And, you know, it gives it that authentic Naya Bingi feel as well. 16 tracks in all. And as we said, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with that Naya Bingi feel. And the one we are featuring on this week's podcast, Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock, is Sent to Catch Up in a Mango Tree. And I'm Lanso on your radio, your host every week. Thanks for tuning in. Mr. Dean Frazier, and his album is called Nyabingi Christmas, and that is one of the more recent songs recorded in Jamaica about Christmas. And of course, that is Santa Ketchup and a Mango Tree, originally recorded by Faith D. Aguilar in 2001, I believe is the original. You can catch it online. Dean's a saxophonist, so it's an instrumental, but might be good to go and check it out to hear the original and see what you think. Probably a song you haven't heard. I know I haven't heard it a whole lot. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Lance on your radio for Culture Shock Radio's weekly podcast called Shockwave. Now we're getting into an island Christmas. Christmas in the Islands from the Platinum Kid, Mr. Shaggy. And I tell you, it is a great album. Got lots of looks. I mean, talent galore. And when I say talent, trust me. Talent like Ne-Yo, Joss Stone, Shensi and Ami on a track, Richie Stevens and Conqueror on another one, Bounty Killer and Junior Reed on Ragamuffin Christmas, which is the first single. There's also Ravon. Ne-Yo was joined by Ding Dong, Romaine Virgo, Jamila Falak, and Carries are those that are featured on this album, Christmas in the Islands. And like we were saying, Christmas in the Islands. There's no Christmas like Christmas in the Islands. There are three really good songs off of here. We're going to touch all three of them. The first one is a very traditional song. It's very similar to the one we kicked it off with, Have Yourself an Irie Christmas. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And what's great about this song is it's Shaggy singing. Because, you know, Shaggy's more of a DJ, a.k.a. like a rapper style kind of reggae music. He's always got that, you know, rapid flow. But what I like is I don't hear Shaggy singing a whole lot. And this is one of the very few I can actually think of at the moment. I'm sure there's a few others, but geez, listen to Shaggy sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's not as boring as it may sound on Shockwave.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we are in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we'll all be together if the faith allows. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. A merry little Christmas now. You know what it is. You know it's a Caribbean Christmas. That's what we do, you know. Island style, you know. Yeah. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. through the years, we'll all be together. If the fate allows, hang your shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Christmas time, you know? The best Christmas is an island Christmas. So don't even hesitate. Come rock with us. Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
It's Shaggy from his album called Christmas in the Islands, and his rendition, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And I like when they do something different in general as a whole. And this is Shockwave, your weekly podcast, courtesy of Culture Shock Radio and Lanzo at the control. Thank you for tuning in. And we told you it was also going to be a form of education, educated you on the different forms of indigenous Caribbean music. Now, we started it off with the new releases. Naya Bingi Christmas. Naya Bingi is more of a Rasta-style reggae beaten on the drums originating in Africa. So, but it was created and formed in Jamaica. And we'll also talk about that a little further when we get to our next album. And that is song we just heard, and the one we started the program off are more traditional style reggae, more roots reggae with Jacob Miller, Shaggy, more traditional modern contemporary reggae. Now we're about to go into a dance hall style reggae music, which if you don't know is the more up-tempo, kind of compared to say rap and hip-hop in the U.S. The reggae is kind of like the R&B or soul style of American music, so to speak. Well, if you like to make comparisons, which some people do, it helps people understand what we're talking about. So this next song is an original to some extent. I mean, it is 12 Days of Christmas, but I like their spin on it. They give it a dance hall vibe, which I like even more. They got Beanie Man and Craigie T, formerly of T.O.K., the great four-men vocal group, dance hall group. That was like one of the very few, Ward 21 being another one. T.O.K., Touch of Class, very talented, and they're all kind of out doing their own thing now and all doing very well. But this song, like we said, has got some original lyrics, and that's why this one stands out. Also because the production and the dancehall vibe actually works. It sounds really, really good in my opinion. And, you know, going to be loving you all 12 days of Christmas. See, that's where they get you. It's not really the one you think it is. They kind of flip it, and it's the 12 days of loving you during Christmas. It's Beanie Man, Craigie T, and Shaggy on our podcast this week, Shockwave, featuring music of the holidays and Christmas while educating you on the different forms of indigenous music throughout the Caribbean. We've only touched Jamaica. We're going to touch Jamaica a little bit more, and we're going to go deep on this week's edition of Shockwave.
It's Craigie T. Zaga.
I'm here to give you everything you like.
Everything you like, yeah.
As long as this Christmas you're by my side, I'm gonna be loving you all 12 days of Christmas. Lights out on the sleigh, baby, granting all your wishes. I'm gonna be loving you all 12 days of Christmas. Lights out on the sleigh, baby, granting all your wishes.
Girl, you're such a gift, extremely tempting. I want to unwrap you, I'm attempting to.
Wrap you up and love you in a maison. This Christmas, trust me, you'll never be alone. At the beach, it's a sunny holiday. Sip another coconut, let's vibe one away. Santa got the cookies on the tray. Girl, you're looking real good tonight in that red lingerie. To practice what I preach, yeah. Love to see your son make body on the beach. Cause my drinks is never out of reach. Nah. And I'm a liquor, me a boy, I have nothing to take. That girl is a star, got me gazing straight. Christmas is here, so we raving. The rum make me start misbehaving. Straight till sun up, not fading.
I'm gonna be loving you all 12 days.
On this week's edition of Shockwave, Culture Shock's weekly podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And I tell you, that's got a real good vibe to it. 12 days of Christmas. That's how I'm going to be loving you all 12 days this year. Shaggy, Beanie Man, and Craigie T. I'm going to have to look back into this song because I really like those harmonies in the background. And there was some very subtle singing by someone. We got to find out who that was. And it was a nice chorus, too. In the chorus, they were singing quite nicely. Good job there, Shaggy. Big up yourself again, Bredgen. Every time you, I tell you, they can't hold you, man. They can't hold you, Bredgen. Anyway, the name of his new album is called Christmas in the Islands, courtesy of Shaggy. Great album. If you're looking for some new Christmas music and, you know, some reggae versions of some older ones, it's a great album. We are playing two originals. That was the first one, 12 Days of Christmas. And now we're going to play the second original and the third final song we are featuring off this album. Great, great album. And I find it to be the best song and one of the best original Christmas songs I've heard coming out of the Caribbean, Jamaica, reggae-wise. Really good stuff. It's done with Sanchez. And Sanchez is sounding as good as he has ever sound. Len, I tell you, he's definitely been putting some material out, and there's definitely some decent stuff. But this is the best thing I have heard from him in a while. And, of course, Shaggy always gives it his flavor. And it goes, you know, the interesting thing is it's called No Icy Christmas. And Sanchez is saying, don't want an icy Christmas. The only ice I want to see is in my cup. The only gift I'd like to have is you in a sexy way. So he's getting a little romantic like he's known to do, and he does so well. But there's no better way to really understand a song than by listening to it. It's No Icy Christmas, Shaggy and Sanchez, on Culture Shock Radio's weekly podcast called Shockwave. It's even got a little of those jingle bells in it.
Do it, ya.
Do me to you, baby.
Well, it's a Christmas time again.
Do me to you, darling.
What about sister?
Oh, yeah.
Well, girl, you're looking beautiful tonight. Girl, you're like an ornament, you're bright like pepper light. Got to let you know that you're a blessing in my sight. Can't wait for hug you up and go to higher heights.
rum and lemonade on a sunny day while the skies are blue. Love the holidays, wanna run away on an island with you. The only gift I'd like night. Oh, I don't want an icy Christmas. I've had enough. Oh, the only ice I wanna see must be in my cup. And I don't want an icy Christmas. I can't just. How about we roll a spliff and just light. So I miss my plane. Ain't no one to blame. I got no excuse. See me back again, eating sugar cane, sipping on.
Kinda slur, well it's a rum thing. Keep a smile on your face cause it's a fun thing. And baby, you finna say I'm a dumpling. Cause when you walk, you're my whistle low. Can't wait for catch under me mistletoe. Hold up on me, girl, and make me kiss you slow. Heaven lost an angel, oh, you're pretty so.
Hey. The only gift I'm like. It's you on Christmas night. Oh, I don't want an icy Christmas. I've had enough. The only ice I wanna see must be in my cup.
You gotta love those lyrics. I don't want no icy Christmas except for the ice in my cup. That's what's up. Or maybe we could go smoke a little weed. It's this week's edition of podcast from Culture Shock Radio and Lanzo at the control. It's called Shockwave. You can always check it out at cultureshock.com under the blog page. All our episodes are there. And if you want to read about some of the information, check out our blog, because our blog will have all the information, or most of it, that we talk about, because that's where we get it. Each week we do a weekly blog. We talk about the great stuff that we find, and then we play it here on the podcast most of the times. Here we go in a little bit deeper on the podcast, and sometimes we go with some themes. But you can find it. You can always search. Once you're on that blog page, there's a search engine there. Just put in whatever it is you're looking for, and it'll tell you if it's on our website. And if not, then maybe you can dig a little deeper on your own, like we talked about with the Mango Tree song that Dean Fraser did. You can go and hear it with actual lyrics. It's Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock. And remember, we do DJs. We got MCs, we promote shows, we promote artists, we produce music, and anything to do with reggae, we've got it, or we can help you, whatever it is. We also have a brand, it's become a brand, as we set up at all the shows that we do across the, mainly across the U.S., but do some internationally. Please check it out if you do get time, would be much obliged. And right now, we are taking it into our third feature album. And here we're going to break down some more information on the origins and some of the indigenous music out of the Caribbean. Our third album is called East Bakerfield's Christmas. And it's from a band called Mento Buru, which is two names of music out of the Caribbean, predominantly Jamaica. And this is a band that if you love the more modern ska sound, even though they do go into some of the more traditional old school sounds with some of their ska, they're more of a modern day ska band. Kind of came up through the 90s, been around about 15 years or so. They were kind of on that end of that third wave, so to speak, of ska music, combining Latin ska and reggae. And it's a seven-piece band out of Bakersfield, California. Veterans of that scene, especially in the U.S. The new album is a six-song EP slash, maybe mini-album. They work with John Greber, who's worked with Goldfinger, who's kind of another one of those bands that fall in that category, and MXPX, as well as Dave Forte, who's worked with Collie Buds. They've got the 1957 classic Jingle Bell Rock. There's the 1500s English instrumental folk ballad called What Child Is This? Then there's the 1970 basically song Christmas in Spanish, Feliz Navidad. Oh, yeah. There's the Christmas song, the classic made famous by Nat King Cole. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the one we're going to play, but we're going to talk a bit about their name. I love the band's name, Mento Buru. The name has all kinds of meanings. It's two different indigenous styles of music. Mento, if it's not Jamaica's first indigenous music or indigenous sounds, it's definitely one of them. Came up mainly in the 1950s. It's been a little bit of a dying breed or genre or subgenre of Jamaican music as a whole. The Jolly Boys were probably one of the most famous, and they put a newer release a couple years back, if you want to look them up. But Mento is a very Caribbean sound, and there's a lot of sounds through the Caribbean that sound very similar to it. But Mento was the first kind of with that sound. It's almost got a little bit of the calypso, even the old school ska sound kind of in it. But it's definitely even folk, you could say, like old original folk music out of Jamaica. And of course, there's the buru, which is an Ashanti Jamaican style type of drumming that originated in West Africa and then moved to the Caribbean through the slave trade, popularized by Count Ossie, who was a big percussionist, and also the great legend, Mr. Bob Marley. Even some artists use it, in fact, in their name. There's Buru Bantan. And they say that the word buru is kind of a slang, could mean ruffian. And Buru Bantan is also the mentor of a much bigger name named Buju Bantan. So there's a lot of big names associated to this buru type of drumming, which is considered in Jamaica to be aggressive and a bit loud and hard beats. That is buru. Mento, as we said. Mento Buru is the name of the band. Here, our third album feature. We got some more music coming, but Mento Buru, East Bakerside Christmas is their album. It was done in conjunction with a grant from a local in Bakersfield, a local arm of the city called The Hub. So we thank The Hub. And my favorite song off of the album was kind of a takeoff of the Spanglish version of Where is Santa Claus? And Spanglish is big where I am from, which is South Florida, Miami, with our heavy Latin influence. And there's two versions of this song, one in English and Spanish, the Spanglish version, which is the more commonly known one. The one we're going to play is also in Spanish, and I like their take on it. Musically, lyrically, it's a great combination, and the band is Mento Buru on this week's edition of Culture Shock Radio's weekly podcast called Shockwave. ¿Dónde están mis niños ahora? Este es para ti. This one's for you. All my Latin and Spanish friends, big up on yourself. We love you.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? ¿Dónde está Santa Claus? And the toys that he will leave. Oh, Pedro, oh, Blitzen, olé, 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 cha, cha, cha. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? Oh, where is Santa Claus? It's Christmas Eve. Olé, 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 cha, cha, cha. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? Oh, where is Santa Claus? It's Christmas Eve. Oh, where is Santa Claus? It's Christmas
It's Mento Buru's rendition of Donde Está Santa Claus from the album East Bakerfield Christmas. What a great song. What a great song. And of course, that ended up being the Spanglish version. So you guys got some homework to do. You got to go look for the completely Spanish version. I like it better, but that one's just as good. All right. Thanks again to you guys. And I love the name. Props to you guys, Mento Buru, for carrying two names that are indigenous styles of music out of Jamaica. That really shows the depth of where they're coming from. Big ups to themselves. Big up, big up. Y para todos mis niños de Latino también. Thank you. And where's Santa Claus? You don't know. No, tú no sabes. Santa Claus está en mi casa. Está viviendo aquí. Yeah, man, if you didn't know, Santa Claus is in my house, bro. He hides out here in South Florida. You think he lives in the North Pole all year? You're crazy, bro. No, anyway, let's get into some more music. One of our last new features this week is a style of music that I absolutely love. It's called parang, but the original parang comes from Venezuelan immigrants that traveled over to Trinidad, and that's how Trinidad got it. And if you're ever on the west end of Trinidad, and you don't even have to be on the west end, but if you are, you got a great view of Venezuela. It's that close, literally a boat away. You know, I'm sure, as the old saying says, if all the girls
lived on the other side of the sea, being, say, if they were in Venezuela and it was in Trinidad, what a great swimmer all the boys would be, right? Yeah, trust me, boys, you could swim no matter which way you want to swim. So just a thought there. Anyway, trying to have a little fun in our festive edition of Shockwave featuring the music of the Caribbean and more about the holiday and Christmas season. It's a festive time of year, a great time to be in the Caribbean. Christmas in the Islands with Shaggy will put you in that vibe. If you played parang music around Trinis or Tobagans, TNT, Massive Big Ol' Voodoo Self, they definitely get in the mood. It's very festive down there. They ain't got all their worries are washed away during this time. They come back around the middle of January after the festive season. So we are featuring the music of parang. It's a popular folk music originating, as we said, out of Venezuela and popularized in Trinidad and used kind of as a holiday music. But it doesn't, it has its original forms from Africa, like most music, and is formed from two Spanish words, one being parranda, which means a spree, and parad, which is means to stop. So it's kind of a stop of the spree, a stopping of the spree. And it was a tradition for serenaders to make nightly visits to homes of friends and family. And what they would do is they would serenade them with this parang music or music in general and wake them up. And it was kind of and literally get them out of bed. And it was part of the fun. And today it's musically combined with soca and played during the holiday season. It's kind of like at the end of the year, Trinidad gets ready for Carnival, which happens, you know, after 40 days of Lent, always like at the end of February, beginning of March. And during the holiday season, kind of around December, they kind of take not a full break, but a little break and let the parang music play through the holiday. And then what happens is they kind of go back to their carnival music and their traditional soca music. But this is what's helped keep it alive and popular. And it's a great style. I like it. I wish people would sing over these types of tracks, these parang music year round, not just keep it to the holiday season. But it's a tradition in Trinidad brought over from Venezuela by way of Africa. So this week we are going to feature a parang song, probably my favorite parang new song that I've heard this year. Because what I like about Trinidad is they always put out a good amount of new parang music. It's always nice to hear. You know, and the thing is, they're traditionally new. That's what I like. And it's got that soca vibe. It's got that folk sound mixed in there too, because that's what they did in Trinidad. And this week we are featuring a double innuendo, so to speak. They like to have a play on words in Trinidad. There was a lot of that in the Calypso days, which was before soca. And this one is from a young lady named Lola, and it's actually on a rhythm called the Christmas Eve rhythm, which kind of makes sense since it's parang and it's that time of year. So it's, you know, if you don't know what a rhythm is, then a rhythm is basically a track that has been built by musicians, and usually a couple people, maybe too many, sing on it. But there's a rhythm is basically one track. It's the same musical track and people sing different songs over it. This one's called Sugar Daddy from Lola on this week's edition of Shockwave, where we're featuring some of the different indigenous musics out of the Caribbean. This one coming all the way from the last island down there in the Caribbean called Trinidad and Tobago on Shockwave.
Sugar daddy, Santa bring me
Well, Lola is looking for a sugar daddy this Christmas. She's even asking Santa for that one. Oh, God. I'm sure she's not alone. It's 6 weeks edition of Shockwave, your weekly podcast, courtesy of Culture Shock and Culture Shock Radio. My name is Lanto on your radio or wherever you may be listening. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Check us out at cultureshock.com. Under the blog page, you can hear our podcasts, any of them from day one. And this is our fourth edition. Having fun doing this. This is great. I hope to hope you guys are enjoying as much as I am. And since we got a little bit of time left this week, we keep it about an hour. We are going to feature what I find to be the greatest Christmas reggae album from one of the greatest characters and personalities and singers out of Jamaica, Mr. Jacob Miller. He's joined on the album by Ray I, who's that DJ style, the original, originally released in 1978. The original label was Top Ranking International, album called Natty Christmas. And the great thing about this album is they have re-released it in a new set. And what they've done is they've done a red, yellow, and green vinyl set. And that is under the Inner Circle family, because Inner Circle was his backing band, and he was truly a brother to them. And they had a great little run. It's so sad that he passed on in the year 1980. God bless his soul. Jacob Miller, one of the greats. And there was even debate that he could have been bigger or was bigger or more popular at one time than even Bob Marley. But, you know, that's just a little tidbit to throw out there to you, just to kind of let you know the caliber of this artist. Great music, and he's got a lot of big reggae songs. Hopefully you can check some of those out. All right, so we're going to get it. Most of them on this album are pretty traditional. He just, Jacob Miller and Ray I definitely add their spin, their touch to it, and I love what they do to these songs. Here's one you're going to know. It's called Silver Bells, Natty No Santa Claus. Yeah, that's true, because, you know, the Natty, the Rastafarians aren't really into Christmas. And I'm not a big fan of Christmas myself. But I love how the family gets together and the good times and the good vibes and all of that stuff. That stuff is always great in the festivities and stuff. It's always nice to see people, and everybody always seems to be in a good mood, and which is always good. Too bad it isn't always the good vibes, the good moods year round, but let's keep it positive. It's this week's edition of Shockwave, Jacob Miller and Ray I with what I will call the greatest reggae Christmas album ever produced, Silver Bells on Shockwave.
Keep them for your own. Want you, gimme, cause. Karate Jade is not a Santa Claus. Illuminati Jade is not a Santa Claus. Illuminati Jade is not a Santa Claus.
Mr. Ray, I and Illuminati Jade is no Santa Claus. I had to give you a little piece of Ray I because he kind of always comes in at the end of the songs that are featured on this album. And we are going to feature another one without Ray I because the first one we did, we kicked the program off with We Wish You a Merry Christmas, was it? Yeah, something like that, yeah. Anyway, we're going to leave you with one more, give you a little piece of another one. Before we go, we just want to wish everybody happy holidays and all that good stuff. Always keeping it positive here at Culture Shock. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. If you want more, check us at cultureshock.com. That's where you can find everything we do and we know. Much love, much respect.
This song is going out to all the rent man, the trade board man, man. All kind of house man, man. Can you imagine this Christmas, rain all the fall child house, pick me all the wash and all the
on the first day of Christmas, my feelings was not.